All right, let me move on into the opening monologue, the Right Side Way monologue. I'll remind you guys that attorney Stan McDonald, he's a partner at the law firm of Wilmer and Lee. Stan McDonald is the daily sponsor of the Right Side Way monologue, and I'll tell you more about Stan here in just a few minutes. So let me just start by saying, as a part of my time in the Army, I was trained as a pathfinder. It's one of the best schools I ever went to. Very professional, also somewhat rare. And to be honest, it has one of the coolest badges anybody could ever hope to wear. It's a gold torch with a red flame and one wing that's swept back to the right as the torch appears to be moving forward. You look it up. Pathfinders are trained to be first in and last out. They go where no one else is on the ground to blaze the trail for the rest of the force coming in after them. They set up drop zones for airborne invasions of paratroopers, helicopter landing zones for air assault operations. They sling load equipment. They prepare air bundles for supply drops. Basically, the role of a pathfinder is to make sure there's a clear way of entry and exit for the larger force. In my opinion, our culture needs some pathfinders right now. People who will point the way, clear the way, supply the way. People who will point out when right has been called wrong and wrong has been called right. Cultural pathfinders who will help to, you know, blaze a trail, for that matter, even clear debris off the trails, and do so in a way that brings clarity to the gray areas that the progressive left constantly tries to throw on us. The whole idea of follow your own truth, that's called gray area. There's a book on my shelf in my study at home that I confess I've not finished yet, but it's a good one. It's called The Coddling of the American Mind. It's by two sociologists named Lukianoff and Haidt. In one section, they discuss what happens when a culture allows demands and so-called microaggressions to become so fearsome that they shut down anyone who dares dissent. And in that section, the authors of the book, The Coddling of the American Mind, the authors say, a culture that allows the concept of safety to creep in so far that it equates to emotional discomfort or equates emotional discomfort with physical danger is a culture that encourages people to systematically protect one another from the very experiences embedded in daily life that they need in order to become strong and healthy. What's that saying? Well, what it's saying is exactly what we're seeing. You're seeing the follow your own truth. There's nothing to see here. It's all gray. Do what you need to do. It's okay. Anything goes. There's no path. There's no way forward. And that's where we are. That's where we are right now. We have allowed as a society, and I know you might say I didn't, but I follow me this generally speaking, we have allowed the concepts of the left to become so screechingly loud that they drown out reason. And by doing so, many have lost their way because the way is now no longer clear. The trail has become obscured, sometimes even blocked. Have you ever had those real moments in life, like when you absolutely had no idea how to move forward? I mean that in both the literal and the figurative sense, I guess, but it can be really disconcerting to suddenly realize you don't see the path. I used to spend a lot of time in the outdoors, whether it be military or civilian. I was always really comfortable with a map and a compass and a sense of direction. But it doesn't matter how good you are with directions or map reading. At some point, you're going to have that moment when you realize something ain't right. I've spent time in the Rockies, the High Plains deserts of Utah, the Appalachians, the Smokies. In Colorado, we hiked for a week along the Continental Divide, well above the tree line. It was epic. I mean, there were times, y'all, when you'd come over a ridgeline and you'd see the snow caps and the crystal clear blue sky, and you'd stumble up on a high mountain lake and swear you were the first person blessed to ever see that spot. No trails, no roads, just a map and a compass and a backpack. But I've also hiked through more narrow and wooded vistas, just as beautiful in their own right, really, but most of those had actual designated trails. I remember once taking a group of kids backpacking on the lower stretches of the Appalachian Trail in the Smokies, and it was beautiful. My favorite time for packing was in the cold months, and this would have been likely November or December. And there had been a major winter storm that had come through just days prior, but it was all cleared by the time we hit the trailhead, but a half day into our four-day pack, and the trail just disappeared. Now look, if you've ever hiked some of those trails or along the Appalachian Trail, for instance, you may have seen how those trails are often marked with either a blotch of paint on a tree or maybe a little small sign that indicates you're still on the path. But there's also the fact that when you hike well-established trails, you can usually just follow the footsteps of others who may have worn a path in the ground over time. Well, as I mentioned a minute ago, there had been a major winter storm just before our pack trip, and as we moved further into the Smoky Mountains, it became very obvious the storm had been intense. Trees were down, the landscape muddled, debris was everywhere, and then all of a sudden, the trail just literally disappeared. I mean, it was gone. We were in one of the thickest parts of the foliage on an uphill climb, and the trail just phased out. It was buried, blocked, and obscured by debris and down trees. We couldn't even see where the markers were because so many trees were down. I had a map. I knew our rough position, but wow, we literally had to drop our packs and fan out, and it took 20 minutes till somebody yelled, "Here's a marker!" And then we gathered up our packs, moved to that marker, and then had to repeat the process until we found another marker, and it definitely slowed down our progress. But we eventually regained the path and made our way forward. It wound up being a great trip. Look, I'm sure you've had it happen on the road before. You miss a turn, you come up on a construction site or something. What do you do? Well, I remember once Charlene and I were driving home late one night, maybe like 1 a.m. We just moved our daughter to college down in Auburn. We were coming up the road near Talladega, the same road we had driven on that very morning. Only suddenly, now at like 1 a.m., the road was gone. I mean, it was completely washed out from a mudslide and had barriers across the highway. I mean, talk about confused. I'm tired as a dog, so confused as to how the road that I had just been on before was now gone. I mean, what? So I got out of the car with a flashlight. I walked up to the barriers. I looked at the hole, and I just stood there. Another car pulled up. I asked that driver, I said, "What do we do now?" He just stared at me and said, "I have no idea." So we just doubled back, found a side road, and began to work our way through all kinds of farm lanes and fence rows. Basically followed the direction of the moon. Suddenly broke out on the main road. Found our path home. Look, my point here in telling those stories is there is usually a way. There's usually an avenue of approach, an ingress and egress, if you will. But you may have to search for it. And it may take a few detours to get back on track. It can be anything in life. You can get off that course and you're not sure what to do next. Well, you don't stop moving forward. You hear constant bombardments from the left that everything we thought was right is now wrong, or that we're all racist, or that it's heartless to try and defund drag queen operas in Sudan or wherever. Or if you object to a vaccination, you're a heretic. Look, culture has a way of creating storms, and it's easy to lose the trail. And it's easy then for folks to get lost. But back to my original point. Cultural pathfinders are those folks who are willing to get in the mix and clear the path and blaze the trails and restore the sanity. That's why the discussion we had yesterday with Maine State Representative Laurel Libby was so important. She was unwilling to accept that the norms, or the paths, if you will, were no longer visible in her state. She was willing to take hit after hit, and she's still taking them, because she's a cultural pathfinder. In their efforts to mollycoddle the transgender few, the Maine liberals have chosen to attack the vast majority. But Laurel Libby is a cultural pathfinder, showing the world that there's a trail that has been obscured, but she's going to light the way with that torch, and people are responding like crazy to her message. But don't think for a minute, though, by the way, you have to be a person with a big social media following or be an elected official, none of that. Pathfinders work in big operations and they work in small ones. Me personally, as an Army pathfinder, I was trained to set up drop zones for mass tactical drops of thousands of paratroopers. But in Afghanistan, I set up tactical airdrops for supplies for just 20 people on a small special operations detachment. You're not confined to doing nothing by virtue of how big your sphere of influence is. You see, the problems are in front of you and you blaze a trail, and people will follow. You can't see the path anymore. People keep filling your head with their version of what you've got to do or someone said about you. What do they say on social media? And you just can't see the way forward because you're exhausted. Well, here's what I say, and suck it up. Suck it up because the path is actually still there. And you may have to jog some side roads and look for some markers or down trees, but the path is still there. Having been in that situation, I just want to encourage you and everybody with you. You can wander around in the wilderness and say, "We can't see the trail," or you can be a pathfinder. There's always a way forward. Sometimes you just have to look and pray and think on it a minute. And really do believe that in an audience this size, I do believe in an audience this size, that there are cultural pathfinders out there who can show the way to others. You can, with humility and confidence and poise, stand right there in the middle of the confusion, and you can point someone to a better way, a road of faith, a living that's worth living, values that are worth having, because that's what cultural pathfinders do. And that's a wrap for The Right Side Way.